Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly looking at a little bit of a decline here today. We had a cycle window due here today that we thought would be a high on corn and wheat, and that's what we're getting. Still, you would look at the beans and the corn and wheat, and there has been some information out there that you would have thought would have stabilized the market, and maybe some of it will before it's all said and done. But as far as temperatures go, wheat and corn are certainly ignoring the cold temps of North Dakota. North Dakota had 17 degrees registered in Haven, North Dakota, which is just west of Bismarck. But, you know, the traders are saying, well, only 12% of the crop is out of the ground on corn and only 3% of the beans. So how much, and that's for the whole state, so how much of the crop really would have been damaged? And so the trade is ignoring that. Now, that frost freeze damage also, or temperatures moved on down into South Dakota across various parts of Minnesota. And, yes, corn is tinged a little bit black in some of those areas. But and, of course, if you had beans out of the ground, I would think they'd be toast. But as far as corn, certainly if it didn't get the growing point, it didn't stay cold long enough from the sounds of it in Minnesota. So it's thought that the crop may be okay. So at any point, the trade is ignoring it. But then in beans, you had a sale announcement of 132,000 metric tons of old crop beans to China. That's pretty impressive, old crop. You know, still, we have to realize that it could be the uncertainty as far as shipping out of Argentina. And Brazil seems to be okay, but, you know, China still seems to be coming at us. And, of course, the dollar is rallying quite nicely, also on a cycle window day. And so the markets are performing kind of like they should. The only thing that's quiet happens to be the stock market and the cattle market. And they, too, are in a cycle window. Looking for a day higher on cattle, thought it could be a day lower on the S&P, but that's a very, very quiet market over there in cattle, and we're just wondering how long that's going to hold. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.